Welcome to Kikai Runner on the Go, and I'm recording this from beautiful Phuket Island in Thailand. Technically, Super Camp is over. I was here for 9 nights, and I've been here since Friday, and it's now Sunday of the following week. And it's been a pretty interesting experience training with the pros and training in a group, especially in a group as diverse as the one that I met during Super Camp. On the show today, I scored an interview with Miss Caroline Stephan, who is actually my pick to win Kona this year. She's been training here at Tanyapura for the last few weeks since Ironman 70.3 Philippines. And I also scored an interview with the boss himself, Mr. Chris McCormack. I know I didn't give any indication of that in all of my social media postings. I was actually in doubt that it would happen, but he made it happen. So thanks for that, Chris. But that's happening later on in the show. I just want to go through everything that we did here at Super Camp. Well, not really everything, but the most important things that I learned here at Super Camp. I guess number one is really training with a lot of intensity, and that's one of the ways to get stronger faster. A lot of the times we do a lot of our training really slow and steady, and I learned in all of the sessions here, it's not just about steady efforts, but it's about some really fast efforts as well, especially during the swim. And it's probably the reason why I'm very slow in the water. But a lot of fast efforts were incorporated along with the more aerobic efforts during the swim. For the bike as well, I can actually train a lot harder maybe if I went with a group more. A lot of it also has to do with having safer roads, and we don't really have that in Manila. And then for the run, yes, I will now admit I need to do more track work. Not just for the form, but also just learning how to pace myself and not looking consistently or constantly at a watch, but really about gauging yourself and your effort just by feeling. My favorite session would have to be track with Zach. That was fun. It was a set of 800s on... Well, the one we did was a 6-minute interval, so 800s and then a 200-meter float, and then we'd go again on the 6-minute mark. And I thought I was doing pretty well, but I was stuck into a group with Maka, and I'd lent him my watch because I thought he would be, you know, measuring a more consistent effort. But instead of that, he kept pushing the lead group, and I kept falling further and further behind, even though I felt I was being consistent. And so finally, on my 10th 800, I just went for it. I stayed with the lead group, and I finished strong, and I realized I could actually have been pushing a lot harder through the whole session had I just taken on that challenge from Chris. And so I learned that I could push further than I thought I could have. And yeah, so a lot of takeaways from Super Camp. I'm still trying to process it all, and hopefully my body recovers enough so that I can actually see the results. Unfortunately, I don't really have a race to perform at, but hoping to find one in the next couple of weeks or so. Anyway, the interviews are coming up after the break. Okay, I'm sitting here with Caroline Stephan, and we are at the lovely Tanyapura Sports Hotel. And how long have you been here this year?
I've been here this year for one whole month.
A whole month already?
Yeah.
And how has it been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. We barely got any rain, so I was lucky with the weather. It was really hot the last couple of weeks, and training goes pretty well.
And so we've been unlucky this week with the rain.
Yeah, you guys are actually unlucky. We really had perfect conditions the last couple of weeks, and it just the rain just got in pretty much this week. So I was always able to do all my sessions. I didn't have to swap any sessions or cancel any. So very lucky.
Was
so
today
far.
Like a 6-hour session on the train? Something that I caught you guys.
Yeah, today was the first day I had to change a session. I couldn't ride outside. A big storm came in just when I was on the way to head out, and I just did a couple hours indoor for once and watched some movies. And I mean, that's okay. You can do that once a week. Doesn't really matter.
So last year, was it the first year that you came here to train here?
Yeah, last year did a race in the Philippines, mm-hmm. 70.3 in Cebu. Mm-hmm. And I want to do Madaman as well, which is not far away from Tanipur, from Phuket. Mm-hmm. So I heard about this sports hotel through a few different people, and I thought that's maybe a great option for me just to, between those two races, to stay somewhere in Asia. And Tanipur sounds pretty good. And so I booked last year also for 1 month to spend all August.
Wow, didn't drive you crazy staying here?
No, for now it's only 1 month. I mean, that goes pretty quick, and I'm used to staying in one place and just trying. I'm happy when I don't have to travel and being a bit away of all the other options.
Yeah. I mean, we're so secluded here from everything else that's happening in Phuket, and is that really conducive to having a solid training block?
What was that?
You don't really have an option. You have to stay here and either you train or you're bored out of your mind.
No, that's another reason why I'm here. I actually prefer to have no other options. There's no option to go to the beach or to the shops or lovely coffee shops or whatever. It's pretty much you isolated in this complex, and I pretty much like that. That's why I'm here. And I really want to be focused on training. I mean, that's all I do here. It's like sleep, eat, and train. That's my 24 hours for 1 month. And I don't really have time to do anything else. So I don't care if I'm far away from all the fun in Phuket. Mm-hmm. I actually prefer to be away of it.
And actually, that's the reason she's here on this podcast. She's been so isolated, she didn't have anywhere to buy her Nespresso capsules. So I bought her some, and instead of asking for payment, this is the payment. So we've actually done the three races in a row. It's Century 5150, Challenge Roth, and Cobra Ironman 70.3 Philippines. I'm tired. My year is done. How do you stay fresh for this? And you have Sunny Coast in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm racing Sunshine Coast 70.3 in 2 weeks. It's a home race for me, so mm-hmm. that's one of the more important races, because I want to race in front of family and all the big support and friends in Mooloolaba. I reckon I just recover quick because I'm someone who gets fitter through racing. So every single race I do, I get fitter. So. Also after race, also always after race for me, it's before another race, and then do the next race, and after that race I get pretty much straight away get ready for the next race. So I don't really lose time between. Maybe 1 or 2 days a bit easier, then I'm pretty much back in the training. And it just depends on how fit you enter the race and how quick you can recover. And I know I recover really quick. Mm-hmm. And I'm always just racing when I'm fit enough to do it. So I reckon those two things made it easier for me to do these three races here.
Yeah, because I heard that you're much stronger now than you were at Roth.
Yeah, Roth was a race I did on really on a different kind of block. I wasn't really on the top, but we did very light training leading up to Roth, and we did a lot of shorter stuff, so I was missing out a bit on the case, but we saved a tiny bit of this case and energy to get a bigger block in before Hawaii.
Oh, cool.
So Roth was a bit lighter training block, and so at the moment I'm in a massive training block leading up to Hawaii.
I can't believe you've actually gained fitness after doing an iron distance.
Well, you gain fitness during the race. I mean, it's 180k on a bike, and mm-hmm. I don't take Roth as a training race, it's an A race, but like I said before, if you recover well afterwards, you definitely pop up stronger than you entered the race.
Cool. So, okay, this is the last question. I'd like to talk a little bit about Chris being your coach, and what kind of dynamic do you guys have? How I realize he's not dictator coach, no?
No, definitely not. We actually became really good friends. That's what I was looking for. I wasn't looking for a coach who's 24/7 around me, and telling me exactly what I have to do, and if I don't do it, I don't need someone who supervise me. I need someone who supports me.
Okay.
And Chris, it's exactly what I was looking for. And we talk a lot. Like, I tell him every single time how I feel in a session. I mean, the whole coaching thing, especially with a female, that's new for him as well. Yeah, that's the chooser.
Somebody's getting a healthy snack here.
A very healthy snack.
So a new thing, female, yes. Coaching female.
Yes. Yeah, I reckon that's a new experience for him as well. And he probably has to learn a bit about me, and I had to learn a bit about him. But I'm more than happy with how we work together, and so far we're doing pretty well, I guess.
Yeah, I did hear him say something about knowing that females recover faster, but then actually seeing it happen when you and Pete Jacobs had this 2 weeks of training together. And so you basically went through the same thing for the first week, and then the second week you buried the guys you were training with because they didn't pull up as good as you did.
Yeah, female always recover quicker. That's why usually female and male not really train together, so the sessions are mostly different, and then the recovery is different. So that's why usually squats are two different groups. In my squat before, yeah. I joined before, I never trained with the guys, and the guys never trained with the girls. So that's definitely something we have to look after. But
you train with Casey Munro, right? He's your sometime training partner.
Yeah, there's always one or two sessions a week where he's backing off a tiny bit because he needs a bit more recovering. Mm-hmm. So we do the same training block, but there are certain sessions where I just know he's going to be more tired than I am. And and like I said before, I'm lucky. I really recover really quick. And it was interesting even for me to see how the guys cracked the second week, and falling like dead flies, just gone. But no, it was interesting, and that's definitely something. It's a big difference. I wanna give a massive thanks to my teammate. We call us team because we always train together. Okay. So Casey Munro, it's a massive support this year. He does all the sessions with me. Even he thinks he doesn't want to do it, he just does it because he knows. I really appreciate that, and he's a massive support this year. And big shout out also to my boyfriend. Sorry I left you behind for 2 months at home.
Yeah, we missed him in the Philippines this year.
Yeah, he's back studying at the moment, and we also got a little dog. So, and I had to go overseas to do certain races, and he couldn't support me and follow me this year. So, sorry I left you at home.
But you'll be back in 2 weeks or less, yeah?
I'm at home in 10 days. Oh, cool. I'm counting the days at the moment. Yeah. Another big thanks to my manager, Evan Gallagher. That's me as well this year. Helps me out with all the sponsors. And, of course, thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you to Alaska for having me back this year in the Philippines. And I'm definitely going to be back next year as well. And
you have 4 races there now. No. They're not requiring you to do the 4 races, right?
4 races?
Yeah, they have. No. They have 2 70.3s now.
Oh, the one in February.
March. I think, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm definitely going to be back in Cebu.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, for.
And thanks to Coach, not you. To Chris.
Okay. Caroline was a lovely interview. She's actually really quite shy, but once you crack that exterior, she's very warm and friendly, and all the best of luck to her in her upcoming races. She's doing Sunshine Coast in a week and a half, and then, you know, it's onward to Kona for her, so good luck to her. And of course, the man who's been helping her get ready for this, Mr. Chris McCormack, is coming up next. Hey everybody, I'm here with Mr. Chris McCormack, Chief Executive Chairman of Tanya Pura
Also a two-time Ironman world champion and two-time ITU short distance and long distance champion. You guys know this guy. I always talk about him. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How are you, Noelle?
I'm good. We are in day 5 of camp.
We are, yes. Of super camp here in Phuket, mm-hmm. at Tanjungpura.
Yeah. Killing myself. I'm actually skipping a Pilates class because I'm just done for the day. And Chris has track in 40 minutes with Caroline.
Yes. So, and we've been relatively lucky on the weather here. It's been comme ci, comme ça.
Really? Caroline said we had some bad luck with the weather.
Yeah.
It's been raining every
time. Yeah, the last couple of days has been, I brought a friend in from Australia. He's like, does the sun ever come out here? Because the last couple of days it's been pretty crappy.
Mm-hmm.
But
how long is he staying? Give it a chance.
Nick's here till Saturday evening.
Okay.
Saturday evening, so...
It's not a lot of time.
No.
A lot of people book here for a longer period of time, is that right?
Depending on what we do. A lot of our biggest market for Tanjungpura training centers out of Singapore, and so it tends to be Friday, Saturday, Sundays,
okay.
but multiple visits. So we sell multi-packs, I guess, of 30-day visits that you can cut up as you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big, big thing in Singapore. But usually these camps like this are relatively new prior to us coming here because they didn't know how to structure these sort of things or have the expertise here to do it. So it's triathlon's just one of the things they do here. So we also have big swimming programs, which we're trying to redevelop at a grassroots level. I know there's always this older amateur people that like to do it, but I like to focus a little bit on the kids through the school and develop a youthful program. And so we brought a new swim coach in from Spain, a former Olympic coach, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
And he started with us recently, and we started the elite junior sports academies out of the school. And we've got 12 kids in boarding, utilizing free triathlon swimming programs. Tennis is big here.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much everything here. So
that's cool. We actually have 4 Filipinos over here. That's
mm-hmm.
myself plus 3 others from PLDT Biking. And they're talking about bringing over a lot more Filipinos next time around.
Well, it could be a new market, Philippines. I think it's
aren't we a growing...
You're a massive triathlon community. I know I've done a few races over there, and there's so many... the sport just gets bigger and bigger year after year, and I know how difficult it is, especially for the Filipinos in Manila, to actually get out and do some quality work.
That's true.
So this is certainly fits the bill for them, and it's a good place to come. You know, I think if you're a Filipino, looking at a 7-day camp is something probably a little bit better. And because it's still 4.5 hours?
It's actually 3.5 hours.
3.5, but 4 back.
It's a strange thing because we only have direct flights to Phuket 3 times a week.
Okay. With Cebu Air. No.
Cebu Pacific Air.
Cebu Pacific Air.
So they're on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay.
And really a red-eye flight, so you practically arrive the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Monday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to access more of the Philippines. I go over there race. I know Michael Murphy, one of the young Australian pros, sort of made Phuket his home the last year, I guess, is racing a lot over there. And there's so much more racing happening in this part of the world with the Philippines leading that. You know, we've got the new Challenge Camsur race.
Mm-hmm.
That David Voth and his team is rolling out. So much racing, and so a lot of these younger pros are looking at somewhere to base that gives them the opportunity to train very, very hard and has the facilities to deliver the good training. And as you can see, it's the facilities are first class, and the expertise is pretty good. I think I know a thing or two about triathlon, and Jürgen is very good, and young Ben Hammond is very, very good. You're used to them because you see them on the Macker X, part of the Macker X crew, but it's a really good vibe here, and a lot of these kids are racing around. So for the Filipinos, it's you're more than... I'd love to actually cater for a Filipino camp. It would be very, very nice.
That's
indeed.
Good, yeah. How far away from, let's say, a 70.3 would you schedule, like, a week of training here?
You know, if you... I'd like to, you know, probably build some training camps around key races. And I know mm-hmm. for the Filipinos, I know those... Like, you got the Challenge Philippines down there in Subic. You have the new event at Camsur. You have the Ironman Philippines, which is in August, the 70.3 race.
There's a March race
And
as
there's
well.
A March race, yes, I heard. They've still got the 5150 in Subic. And so I think for us here at Tanjungpura and knowing people like yourself and understanding how the community, the Filipino triathlon community works, I would really like to structure camps around those key races so that you could sort of plug into this. I know with Challenge, being the ambassador of Challenge, that's an easy thing for me to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think sometimes when you pick a, not pick a side, but being the ambassador of Challenge, I still support Ironman races. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, I'd like to do something with Fred and the team to ensure that, you know, you could come and utilize it. But I think a good rule of thumb is probably that last heavy week of work, which is probably 4 to 3 weeks out. So that 4 weeks out into that 3 week window, and then you'd be starting to look at tapering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you come here, do a big block of work, and then the good takeaway you could take from a camp like this is just how to prepare for that taper so that you're fresh and ready to go at the event. So I'd look at a block there. And for some people who are looking at being a lot more competitive,
mm-hmm.
and winning their age group, I'd love to do an earlier block of work, so you could probably offer 2 camps per 70.3 per race. So, you know, it's something, if there was interest there, and we could easily customise.
Okay. You did mention before that you used to give these talks to age groupers on mm-hmm. how to do time management and fitting training in, but then that was before you actually started holding down an 8-hour job.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's... It definitely has its challenges here. I because there's so many swinging parts. You know, you've got a school to run. You have, you know, we have hotel guests. We have 2 hotels. You have the sports properties. You're at both an amateur and a relatively professional level, and we have the kids program. And it's how this entire organization is structured. And as the executive chairman, I'm supposed to have my head abreast of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that does pose its challenges because I. You know, sometimes my head is in the training game, and if anything of late has gone to fallen by the wayside, it's been the training, because there's just so many things to get going here, and with school just starting 2 weeks ago, and our new Elite Junior Sporting Academy opening on tennis, swimming, and triathlon, that in itself has posed a lot of challenges, because you're taking kids off campus,
mm-hmm.
which makes things tough. And, you know, there's all the paperwork you need to do and the security stuff. You know, when a lot of kids go boarding and they're on aquatics and the swim team, it's easy. But when you start doing triathlon, I'm taking like 8 or 9 kids on bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be submitted and mm-hmm. by the team. And I have to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed before I give them the green light.
Any racing in your future?
I was looking at doing Ironman 70.3 Korea, but I...
That's in October, right, the first
time? Yeah, but I just got an email that having some issues there at the moment, so whether that's happening, I don't know. It literally just came through, so nothing... Murph was trying to get me to do a race in the Philippines coming up soon.
Bohol 5150.
Probably, yeah. And I know David Boff just emailed me about coming across for the launch of the Camp Sur thing, but at the moment it's... I wish it wasn't the last thing on my plate, but it seems to be that's the last thing that I'm actually focused on at the moment. But I definitely have Challenge, the LPT race here in Phuket, Challenge Phuket and Challenge Bahrain, so I've got mm-hmm. some work to do, and I think more than anything I need to lock down and do some training and then focus on some of those end of season races and be done with the season.
How are you training? I mean, how do you put it into your day?
I just don't. I just haven't been. This last month has been, there's not a half hour in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just in my head's everywhere, and it's just ridiculous. The last month's been crazy, and it's just all these added additions to the center with, you know.
But you're building something for the future. I mean, it's a little bit more forward looking.
Yeah. It's I enjoy it. I think it was led by me initially in implementing these junior programs, and I'm still a big believer in it. We built a boarding school around it, 70-child boarding school, and I think with the facilities we have here, as you know, I think they need to be utilised by, you know, we have expertise here, we have the facilities here, and I think the juniors are the ones that can really, really benefit. Of course, the amateur athletes doing triathlon swimming can also benefit, but where the huge gains can be made is junior development, because they're so open to, you know, we all know those of us who didn't swim as kids,
mm-hmm.
had you swum as kids, how much easier it would be to swim as an adult, mm-hmm. because you know all the fundamentals, and I think you know, that's really what I've tried to implement into the IB system of the school we have here is making sure that the kids are involved in sport and not just studying and playing on their iPhones.
Okay, well, with the